And I'm back. You're listening to The Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I'll be with you for the next half hour. Now, in this half hour, we'll be talking with Ed Humphreys. Ed is the project manager for Townshippers Association, and he's going to be explaining to us about what the Project for Culture for Seniors is and what role does the association play in the project. He's also going to be talking to us about an upcoming holiday radio show that he produces every year. So we'll hear about that, and also looking very forward to the holiday radio show as we wind down a little bit on the tail end of November, soon to be into December. And we'll also hear some music, some health news. And next up, I think we're going to start off with a song with Cher. Put a Little Holiday in Your Heart. It's with Cyndi Lauper. And after that, we'll hear the interview I did with Ed Humphrey, so please stay tuned.
There's a cold wind blowing, winter's coming on. 'Tis the season, so they say.
And if you need help, believe it, 'cause your spirit ain't too strong. Hold my hand, we'll push those clouds away.
And put a little holiday in your heart. Give it, put a little shuffle in your step. Give you a song that you can sing with a melody you can't forget. And if you want to join in a little harmony to keep the world from tearing apart, well, you know where to look.
Teasdale, and welcome to the Townships at 12. And today on this half hour, I have Ed Humphreys. Now, Ed is with Townships Association. So what exactly do you do? What's your role there, Ed?
Well, hi, Maureen. Thanks for having me on the show. Yeah, I've been with Townships Association for a couple of years now. And those that aren't familiar with Townships Association, we're an organization that does a lot of bridge building between English and the French members of our respective communities, with the goal of making sure that English speakers, you know, have access to the services they need, you know, whether it's, you know, arts and culture, or whether it's in health and social services, or getting access to the information they need. It could be legal services. I mean, there's really no limit. So we really try to work with our French partners in the community so that they can, you know, offer more services to English speakers. So in a nutshell, as a project manager, I was thinking about this, and really, you know, when they talk about athletes and muscle memory, the more you do something, the more you get used to doing it. And it's good for psychological things. It's good for physical things. So athletes do have a lot of muscle memory. Well, that's what I do with different organizations in the community. I help them develop, you know, this reflex, this muscle memory, so that they can better serve English speakers. Okay. You know, we're on different committees and different consultation tables, and we take part in a variety of initiatives. And often we're there to say, hey, did you think of translating your website? Oh, can we help you get access to this person who can help you better serve English speakers? Or how do you reach out to English speakers? Maybe we can help you with that. So I do a lot of that in the community. I'm there just to ask questions and to facilitate providing English speakers with more services.
Mm-hmm. That's so important, because we still have a lot of people who aren't bilingual in the community.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And, you know, as you know, our community, the look of the community is changing. We have a lot more, you know, we have an aging population as well. We still have a lot of, you know, English-speaking students at our local English institutions. We have a lot of new arrivals from all over the world. And it's really important that we can get these people access to the services they need. And it's even more important now, you know, as we face this Law 96 that was adopted a year ago by the provincial government.
Mm-hmm, definitely. So I guess you could say that as your role, it's kind of growing?
I think it's growing, but it's also becoming a bit more complicated, Maureen, because that law, a lot of organizations, and even including the township, is we're learning how to navigate that law. I mean, what services are we allowed to provide in English? What are the consequences if, you know, we don't follow the rules of that new law? Who does it apply to? Does it apply to just private organizations? Is it nonprofit organizations? And for people looking for services in English, you know, it kind of affects their expectations of what they can receive.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Okay. Now, for the last couple of years, Townshippers has been involved in the Culture for Seniors project, for which you do an annual holiday radio show here on CJMQ. Now, what, first of all, is the Culture for Seniors project about?
It's a great project, Maureen. It's a project, it's a five-year project, which is presently in its last year, actually. It was initiated by some wonderful individuals in the Val Saint-François and Val des Sources MRCs, and in particular, the Petit Bonheur, which is a community hub located in Saint-Camille, which is about 45 minutes out of Sherbrooke. And what it is a project that aims to reduce or eliminate the isolation experienced by seniors, to start off with, in those two MRCs. And the goal is to break that isolation and to increase the social participation and the inclusion of seniors, which is always a challenge. But it's done through arts and culture. There are lots of studies all over the world that talk about the benefits at any age of taking part and contributing to and experiencing art and cultural activities. You know, everything from literature to reading to singing to knitting to having artistic hobbies. And I mean, the list is really long. And so what we've been doing is working with seniors, French and English-speaking seniors, in those two MRCs through a variety of activities that give them access to arts and cultural benefits, not just by watching shows, not just by being spectators, but by taking part. So if it's a percussion workshop and there's someone there talking about traditional instruments, there'll be a bit of a show. But then a participant will be able to actually, you know, manipulate those instruments and try them out and see how they work. And so it's a very participative approach. And the role of townshippers in that whole thing is basically we're there around the table, facilitating the creation of some of these activities and helping them, you know, develop that muscle reflex, that muscle memory and reflex, so that they always have English speakers on their radar when they're providing these activities or facilitating these activities in the different seniors' residences and sometimes even in private residences.
Okay.
So it's basically, yeah, it's a wonderful project that involves both English and French-speaking seniors. And the goal is to help them participate more socially through arts and culture.
Okay, that's wonderful. How does somebody go about finding which of these activities are coming up in their region? Is Lennoxville, Sherbrooke included?
Well, at this point, it's mostly concentrated in Val Saint-François and the Dessources MRC.
Mm-hmm.
But the success of the project has actually spilled over into the Mégantic, you know, Le Granit,
okay,
MRC, and they've started that similar project there. And right now, Sherbrooke is looking, and I'm not quite sure, I should be able to answer this, but I'm not sure what organizations are involved yet. There's organizations looking at developing a similar project here in Sherbrooke. So it's not necessarily always open to the public at large, but they do it on kind of punctual, you know, activities. They'll do activities at Wales Home, and they'll do activities at the Brunswick residence home as well. And when it's nice out, they'll do activities outside. And everything from circus activities where they learn to, you know, balance plates and juggle scarves to, you know, traditional music and dance. And right now, it's a bit of a quiet time for the project. Right now, there's no activities going on right now, but they are, the different committees are now working on the funding cycle, the next funding cycle. So they really want to continue the project for another 2, 3, 4, 5 years.
Okay.
So, but one activity that is coming up is, and you mentioned it, is the holiday radio show that we do on TGMQ. We've been doing it for the last couple of years.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, definitely. So tell us about the holiday radio show for this year, Ed.
Well, it's there's a lot of it is in the title. So it's we do it once a year. It's a one-hour show. And, I mean, arts and culture, you know, that involves the media as well, right? Throughout the pandemic, one of the things we were doing with seniors was we had presentations and participation or interactive activities during the pandemic. We had to do it over the internet or on iPads, and we did, there was some podcasts done as well. So, you know, benefiting from different media sources is also part of arts and culture. So the Hari Radio Show is a one-hour show. And usually plays, we're going to be confirming the actual dates of it later, but the show goes for about an hour. It's usually plays on, you know, we can say Christmas Eve, and then on Christmas Day, and then on Boxing Day. And it's just, how can we put it? It's a laid-back hour of entertainment aimed at seniors, but really I've heard of, you know, people from all generations have enjoyed listening to the show. And there's some older Christmas music, there's some newer Christmas music, there's some anecdotes, there's a lot of surprising facts about the holiday season here in North America and elsewhere. We get seniors involved, we do interviews with them, we will be meeting with some, you know, kind of doing on-the-street interviews this year as well, you know, talking to people about how they experience Christmas or what's their favorite Christmas, you know, memory, and it's, we have people phoning in as well, leaving messages, and it goes really quick. It's a quick 1 hour of holiday, yeah, we can call it holiday entertainment.
Definitely. I think we've run it for the last few years, and it's been quite popular, so we're really looking forward to that and getting into the Christmas spirit. So you work a lot with seniors, is that correct, Ed?
Well, I work at Townshippers Association, Maureen, we all kind of wear different hats.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, we all have the same goal, which is building those bridges, right, and making sure English speakers get access to the services they need. I don't, in my projects, I don't work all that much with the seniors, except in the Culture for Seniors project, which takes up a fair bit of time during the year.
Mm-hmm.
But there's arts and culture related. It's related to arts and culture as well. So that's one of the reasons I'm involved. Whereas one of my colleagues, Vanessa Ostling, for example, she works a lot more with seniors in different MRCs throughout the townships.
Okay.
So it's one of the hats I wear, but I also, I work on employability, working with, you know, local employment organizations, helping them reach out to English speakers and offer their services. You know, I do this radio show as well. We had a web series on for a while where we promoted all the different organizations that serve English speakers. But for the amount that I work with seniors, I can tell you it's really one of my favorite, it's one of the favorite hats that I get to wear.
Mm-hmm. They have so much knowledge, and they're usually such a fun group to work with too.
And they're thirsty, you know, for lack of a better term, they're thirsty to take part in things, to keep learning, to be active participants in their communities in any way they can. You know, of course, as we get on in age, we have more health challenges, and sometimes there are the cognitive challenges. But there's still ways that arts and culture can help them be active participants in their own lives and in the environments in which they live. So it's a privilege for me to be able to work on that particular project.
Definitely. Townshippers Association is definitely helping them to stay active mentally and physically too with all the different projects. That's great.
And what we try to do really is because we're not a service provider per se. You know, there's a lot of community organizations that provide health, legal, parenting, suicide prevention type services, you know, and the list is very long. Although, like I mentioned earlier, we really do a lot of work with our partners, a lot of collaboration, a lot of discussions, a lot of planning to help them, you know, better serve English speakers. And sometimes it's just not on their radar. And they really appreciated us, you know, taking part in their initiatives and helping them develop that reflex to, oh yeah, we do have English speakers in our community and we do want to make them a part of what we do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. That's great information. Now, is there a website for Townshippers? And also, do you still do the YouTube videos?
Well, to your first question, yeah, people can find out about Townshippers Association on our, we have a Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have a website with lots of information. It's simply at townshippers.org. And the web series, we're just gearing up again to continue that web series. It's during COVID, we did it every week almost. And now we're doing it. So it's kind of like a monthly series where we have kind of interviews like this one you're doing with me today. And it's on YouTube, so people can watch all those videos on Townshippers Association's YouTube channel. And quite often, either whether it's on YouTube or on our Facebook or on our website, we'll also direct people to other services that they can take advantage of in their respective communities. And if people have questions, they can just give us a call. And, you know, if they weren't living in Bury, or whether they're living in Richmond or in Lenoxville or in Cowansville, they can give us a call. And the information is all on the website. And we'll lead them to the people that can help them. The phone number is 819-566-5717.
Okay.
And so that number again is 819-566-5717. And that's our Sherbrooke number. And, of course, our website is townshippers.org. And there's lots of interactive information there that leads to other information. And it's really a treasure trove of information for English speakers and French speakers that want to help English speakers.
Okay, that's great. Good information. Now, anything else you wanted to add before we go, Ed?
Well, I'd like to thank you guys at CGMQ for giving us the opportunity to do the Culture for Seniors holiday show. We have a blast doing it. And it's really neat because it's an interactive show. We have young and young at heart taking part in the show. We may even visit a school or two during the Christmas holidays. So there are a lot of voices, a lot of information. It's just a fun way to spend an hour at Christmas. Mm-hmm. And we'll look forward to people tuning in.
Oh, we look forward to that too. And we'll have more information as the time gets closer. Okay, well, thanks.
That's great.
Good. Thanks very much, Ed, and have a great day.
Thanks, Maureen. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
And I want to thank Ed Humphreys again for the great interview. Looking very forward to his Christmas show. And next up, we have some health news. Now, this is more geared to pet owners today. Mistletoe. Lilies, holly, and mistletoe are more dangerous than poinsettias. Even one lily leaf or petal can trigger kidney failure in cats, and mistletoe and holly may cause GI upset in cats as well as dogs. So it's that time of the year again. We're having some Christmas parties and get-togethers, and we're also bringing out all our Christmas stuff. So tinsel, the shiny stuff, can cause severe intestinal damage if swallowed, possibly leading the animal to require surgery. And as we know, small animals, dogs and cats, especially puppies and kittens, are into ingesting anything they can get their paws on, basically. Onion dip. Onions and garlic are toxic to dogs and cats, but avoid non-toxic leftovers like turkey also. Unfamiliar food may upset tummies, and fatty meat scraps can lead to pancreatitis. So some good information there, some good health information if you do have some pets or know of somebody that does. So next up, we're going to go to another song. You're listening to the Cube 88.9 FM. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and this show is called The Townships at 12.
I'll be coming home to a warm fire. Merry Christmas to you. When the angels start singing, my heart thinks of you. I bet you everything they say is true. God's precious baby Jesus, and all that he went through. Wish you were coming home for Christmas. Wish you were here to sing.
You come.
Christmas to you.
And we just heard a song by Shelley Lynch, and the song is called Merry Christmas to You. And that's it for my show for today. I've had a great time. I hope you enjoy it too. And don't forget, if you know of somebody in a nonprofit organization, an activity coming up, an event, please give me an email. I would love to interview them, and I'm looking for people to interview. So I have two emails, cjmqnews@yahoo.ca or cjmqnews@gmail.com. I have a new show, The Townships at 12, and that's every Tuesday and every Thursday. The shows are repeated on Wednesday and Friday. So have a wonderful day. I'll be back with you soon. And thanks again to David Skip Wright for the interview, and also to Ed Humphreys from Townshippers.